Hi there, everybody. Hi there, everybody, and welcome to another Haunted Southern Night. And boy, is it going to be a Haunted Southern Night with me and Kat if I figure out how to get her on here. Kat, are you with me yet?
I am here. Hi there.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
So far, so good. This doesn't seem to be quite such a disaster as I was afraid it would be with trying to call in. But we're working it and getting it done.
We have actually opened a chat room, and you can get to the chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. And it will ask you to log in or sign up. You can click sign up, give them just a little bit of info, honest to God. It's not much. And you can just come in here and appear in this chat room just like a ghost would appear coming through the wall. There you go.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Put a link out on Facebook to see if some folks might come and visit with us, because we've just got a few minutes. We're only going to do this for 30 minutes. That's it. So, and we're down to 28 and a half almost. Absolutely. So here you go. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask, please feel free. But this, now the reason that we've got this visibility rated R is simply because
we're naughty.
But we're nice.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, that's absolutely right. Some of the time, not so much. But we're tickled that you're here, and you can always come back and listen again in the archives. And just in case you know you missed something, like you were silently being read and you didn't realize it.
Because she does that, you know.
Well, I have been known to on occasion.
On occasion.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh, no.
You have to be careful with your thoughts.
Because they penetrate through these computer walls. Most definitely. But we're going to talk about a couple of things, and we really haven't, you know, like we're doing this, like throwing it off the cuff to see if we can feed off of each other, which is, you know, makes for a more entertaining show.
Yeah, we do it when we're just talking, whether we can do it under pressure and on the air.
That's another question altogether.
We're going to find out, and y'all are the lucky guinea pigs to help us determine that. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh, for sure. So, with that being said, we're going to tell you about a little experience that we had actually across the road.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
I think it is, because you got blown away by something that you hadn't seen when we were over there.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, for any of you folks out there who know me, because if you got the invitation, you definitely should. I did radio for 10 years, but I've written some books. I'm the author of the Haunted Southern Nights book series, done some television like MTV and a few other docs and things, and also am the founder of Northeastern Alabama Paranormal Society. It's called NAPS. We love when we call it NAPS, and we're not taking a nap when we're actually doing things. No, we're not, because we have a great basis, a great methodology, and we really work very, very hard.
And are professional in our methods.
Absolutely, no doubt. Kitty Cat is also a napper. And listen, we're going to be calling her Kitty Cat. Her daughter got me calling her Kitty Cat.
Yeah.
Because her daughter's name is Allie. So, well, Allie Cat. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But I'll call her Kitty Cat. She's not hiding in an alley tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, that's for sure. And tell them what you did to me.
Y'all would have loved it, because if y'all know Deborah Collard, Deborah has been a paranormal investigator as well as a psychic, and publicly so for eons. And the place across the street, their coffee shop, had a bit of the haunting going on. So I was in town, had my equipment, we went over and did a little investigating. I like using flashlights to communicate. She had never seen that actually work. And it did. And if you had seen her face when it started responding on command, I know there are those that say, oh, well, the batteries warm up and they expand and it makes all these happen. Well, that can be possibly true, but when you're getting direct responses to direct questions, I don't buy that. And that's what was happening, and her base was priceless.
Well, absolutely it was priceless because, you know, I mean, you know, we've done things over the years, like investigating down at Monta Valley University. There was an interesting evening when we were all sitting around and the keys started going places all over a table and flashlights started moving and whatnot. But what she had was that, you know, that, like she was saying, you know, that mag flashlight and the sucker, I mean, I'm asking questions, direct questions, and I'm normally, you know, I'm very auditory. I can hear these things, and I can communicate, and I'll be darned if that flashlight, it wasn't like, it was like, you know, you take it and you, like, turn the handle. Well, hell, nobody turned that handle, but somebody actually did because, I mean, it was a bright light, and I mean, that sucker was zoned in right at my eyes, and not only did it do it one time, it did it several times, and so it was a very interesting evening, and the fans, over there,
oh my gosh,
I swear, I turned them off, okay? I turned the switch off.
Several times.
More than enough times. And I videoed, the fan just kept going around and around and around. And I'm like, what the hey is this?
We're rated R, you can say hell.
Ah, that's right, we are. Don't know, though, if we'll continue with this R thing. Might do a PG-13, just have to clean up my mouth a little bit every now and then. No, it's just when I get excited sometimes, you know, I might let something slip, and I really shouldn't because I'm better than that, but I am human. And so if I'm telling a story that somebody else might have used an explicative, well, you know, okay, let's get past the explicative, and let's talk about the children. I don't want children to be afraid of something they don't understand or to create a fear, so I'm very guarded. I personally did not discuss such things with my children until I knew that they were mentally able to handle whether or not they wanted to believe or not believe or what, you know. I just didn't, and I think that's every parent's choice.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who have their kids that they take them ghost hunting when
they're
little.
We have people to bring their children with our team.
I would not do that. I would not allow it. As a napper, we have a rider that says that if you are not 21, you ain't going ghost hunting. And that's just, it protects us, it protects the kids, it protects everything, and we don't have anything like that to worry about.
Well, because I think that there are children who are sensitive, and everybody knows that they're not programmed to lose that at that point when there are children on an investigation because things can go awry.
Well, yeah, you never know what you're going to run into.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's actually spiritually made or man-made until you get through it. And I don't say that with any kind of air of caution. I say it because it's fact. It is fact. You just never know. And if you are a professional investigator, you know that sometimes people call you with some really, really seriously huge issues simply because they need attention. Sorry, but true.
True.
Or they may call a particular team who's been getting a lot of publicity in their certain area, and they think it might give them a little publicity. You know, and then so there's just a lot of different reasons that certain things can go on. And, but, you know, you can contribute it to, I'm just going to shut up on that one.
you can attribute it to needs.
Yeah, absolutely needs. But then there are times when you have her that you just really, you know, you don't want somebody that's too young in there, in that mix.
Well, you know, there have been times when I was investigating, I am not under 21, just so you know. But, you know, I've been investigating 53, but I've been investigating, and things make me nervous. You know, I will feel, because I feel intent.
Well, yeah.
And I don't want a child in a room where there's something that, because it's not something you control.
Well, yeah, and if you're feeling something that's malicious, you know, then, you know, or 11, or what's the word? What is that word?
Mean.
Okay. That works for me, too. So, anyhow, I don't know how much longer. I have to keep an eye on the clock because, oh, my God, 1955, heck yeah, we're rocking and rolling on this broad daylight.
She's worried because we're both chatty.
Absolutely. But if we decide to continue with this, it would be something that don't know for sure that we would remain here because we are chatty.
We are a bit chatty.
And, you know, we might could do something that would be a little bit more premium. We might could do that. We're looking at that nature so that we could stay right here.
Yes, and, you know, something else is that we don't have callers right now.
No.
And so because this was so last minute and so short notice, we understand that people are on their way home from work.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do things. And, you know, when you have questions with a little bit more guidance, sometimes you absolutely can focus your discussion more around your listeners, because that's the reason we do this, is for listeners, you know, to provide information to listeners.
Well, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
But
I'm having a blast.
I mean, just, you know, like free range paranormal investigators.
Oh, yeah, for sure. On the beach, on the loose.
Gone wild.
Yeah, because we're like 250, well, how long is a football field?
100 yards.
Okay, well, we're about 100 yards from the water.
It's
or less, I would say.
And I'm a little loony because I worked in the sun all weekend.
So I'm crazy. Yeah, she worked at the Hangout Festival, which was a really big deal, you know, down here on the beach. And,
yeah, tough gig.
Oh, yeah. But somebody has to do it.
Yeah,
She worked the VIP tent. Give me a break. She was putting umbrellas and pina coladas in the water.
No, I was saving lives.
She was a lifeguard. Oh my God.
I actually did have to go in. It was a little freaky.
Oh my God. Last year she did save.
And this year, each time it was children.
Well,
and
each
time was with good parents. They just didn't see. They didn't have a good angle to see what was happening.
But, right, I understand that. Okay, let's talk about something I hate and she likes.
Actually, right now I'm on the fence about that.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, because I actually had an auditory experience.
Okay.
And it took me aback.
Wow, okay.
Because, you know, I don't hear and I feel.
Right.
So to actually hear someone was
right.
Weird to me.
Wow.
And it was a little freaky. But I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if I could actually hear and have what I'm hearing confirmed with the SP7 or the Echo Vox or any of the other multiple tools that are out there right now.
Right.
But I don't think I'm going to back them unless there's somebody there supporting what they're saying.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Now, you have to understand, folks, that I've kind of been out of the loop for 4 years.
Right at four.
Yeah. I've still managed to do some investigations. I've still managed to do readings, but not like I used to because I had the open heart. And then, but I've recovered nicely, and I am going through a rebirth process. When I'm
chomping at the bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Chomping at a bit to get back into things and get my feet wet on a more active basis. So when they were, it would like sift through an AM/FM channel thing, and it would just, you know, you go around and you pick up like, at, you know, just different little words from when it was shifting channels. And occasionally it would say a name. But it would be like the end of a something and the beginning of a something else and yada, yada, and on through, you know, beginning, and combined and would actually make a word. I don't know. I just don't fall with that. So I didn't put a lot of stock or basis in it. Now, these things may have come a long way, and, you know, what you're going to say something
now. I'm dying here.
Okay.
But because the experience that I had that actually had convinced me that I saw some validity in them.
Yeah.
So then I was investigating a closed hospital in Birmingham, and we were the only team to go in there. There weren't any people in or anything, and I was in the triage area. And I said, you know, did most people here die of heart attacks? And I didn't hear it when it was happening. I wish I had because it needed an answer. But when I was doing my review, it was a full sentence. And it said, no, they shot me. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. You know, I need to go back there and tell that man I'm so sorry and see what we can do for him if he needed.
Who shot him?
He just said they.
They shot him.
But, you know, I didn't hear him, so I couldn't ask him who they were.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Well, absolutely. You know, haha. Lead in there, I wrote my fourth volume of Haunted Southern Nights. It's about using a psyche on a paranormal investigation, which comes in really, really handy because it cuts down on your, like, for example, you've got to, you're doing a deal and an investigation, and you want to isolate. So you've got a 10,000 square foot building, and you want to isolate because you don't have 10,000 feet worth of equipment.
Or people.
We're people. True. And so isn't it great to know that you might have somebody available that can be kind of intuitive about, okay, I'm feeling something really strong right over here. So you kind of, you just like isolate that area and, you know, throw your equipment and your good stuff into that particular area. Well, that's the goodness of heaven. Somebody like me or somebody like Kat who's got this, you know, she's an empath and she can feel all this kind of good stuff. It's kind of neat to have somebody like that or even, you know, like me, folks use me via remote view. So, she did that one time and got kind of, it kind of freaked her out.
Funny because I'm standing there and I realized that she can see what is in the room I'm in. And she says, okay, we're going to turn right and go down this hallway. At which point I was like, no, I don't want to go down that hallway. I know what's at the end of that hallway. That's why you're here with me. And I had, she at one point, because we were communicating by phone, and she actually says, okay, you're going to have to start breathing because you're going to give yourself heart palpitations. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And because I was so... the remote viewing was a new experience for me, but it didn't bother me. It felt comfortable.
Right.
And because you were very concerned about me after.
You're very exhausted. You know, it makes you tired.
Yeah. But we're looking in a closet. We are looking in a closet.
I was on the beach. This was like 3 or 4 years ago. She was way up the road about 25, 30 miles. I don't know where she was.
Easy. I was up above.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm sitting there and she says, there's something that looks like a bird. I could never find it at the time. Turned out to be an Atlanta Braves hat turned sideways so that the A looks like a bird bill. Did you ever know that?
No.
But anyway, yeah. And so she says, okay, I just need you to start saying the Lord's Prayer. Do you remember when you said, you know, it's falling? Said on me. Because I'm just sitting there doing what I'm supposed to do, and I was so nervous I could not remember how to start the Lord's Prayer because I felt what was in that closet. And
I remember trying to send her to a window that she couldn't find.
There wasn't one in the room, apparently.
Yeah, but then you know what she found?
A window behind the dresser, the mirror on the dresser.
That's exactly right. The door. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it was like, it was, that was just a weird experience, but I've done that for a lot of different groups over time in various places,
and
that's
it's
very,
real.
Very interesting.
And it's very real because, you know, I approached it the same way I've done everything with you, with just face value.
Right. It's the only thing you can do.
I don't go into anything. I didn't know for years, I didn't know for months, that she had been on television.
Oh, God, don't talk about that crap.
Or written books. I knew she'd written books.
Not
I didn't know
crap.
How many.
That's not the right word. See, there you go. I'm making it R-rated. nobody here needs to toot their horn at all.
Well, she's not tooting. I'm just saying that I didn't know that. So when, you know, I just approach everything that you do, it's
right.
Value.
Well, absolutely.
And that, because it's a pretty decent face value, I got to say.
Oh, yeah. I got a really cute face for an old woman.
There you go. Stitching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love you, Daddy. Up in heaven. I love you, love you, love you. And Mom, too. Anyhow, we're going to get on with it. We've got like 3 or 4 minutes. No, we don't.
5:20.
Have we really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We just talk fast. We cover a lot of ground.
We cover a whole lot of ground. I know that somebody has a question. Don't know who it would be that would have a question, but I know somebody out there does, or you're currently listening wondering what in the dickens about these women. But to just enlighten you slightly, with the talk of doing this type of radio show, it would be possibly would either be just Kat and I and occasionally have a guest. And if we occasionally decide to have guests, she like knows all the new people in the paranormal. Now listen, I know all of the old people.
It's a good mix.
And so I guess that's kind of a good mix, because you can get a few of the older ones and feed off of that wonderful knowledge that they have from experience.
So much experience.
Yeah, and then the new ones that are more geeky high-tech, I guess, huh?
But not all of them. I mean, a lot of the people that I have, I do have a show, and that's what she's talking about. I know all these new people. But they still go by old stuff. They don't necessarily do just the tech, but they're really good at tech.
Do any of them still use dowsing rods?
Yes.
Well,
actually.
See, I do. I'm the dowsing rod queen.
I'm actually having Bloody Mary, who's a voodoo queen from New Orleans, on my show. And when I investigated her home, we used dowsing rods.
That name just really freaks me out.
It freaks me out, too. I call her Mary.
Yeah.
And I was corrected.
Oh, I would. That way I'd call her Bloody Mary.
But I actually do call her Mary.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's actually a very charming, very kind woman.
I'm sure.
And took 8 people into her home to do an investigation.
That's lovely.
After taking us to the Masonic Cemetery in New Orleans.
Oh, my God, I found a photo album that I have of photos that I took in New Orleans. And oh, my goodness, I have got some really cool stuff. I wish I could, you know, this would be lovely if you could do, like, visual.
I think you can, but we just haven't figured that out yet.
No, we haven't figured out a lot.
We'll get there.
We'll do that. But went to Marie Laveau's tomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then in that number two, there's like another one cemetery
number one and
number
two.
Okay. This was in the number one cemetery. And I have an amazing female. Oh, yeah. I'm not leaving and going anyway. No.
He says that every time I say that.
Seriously, it's like an amazing shot. But I enjoy going to New Orleans. New Orleans is only like a 2.5-3 hour drive from here. And our friend has a house, condo, you can call it whatever you want. But it's beautiful. And it was built in the 1800s. And it's on the corner of Bourbon Street and Esplanade.
I love it.
Yeah, I know, man. Oh, it makes me think about that song.
Yes.
Yeah.
New Orleans Street. Ladies.
Yeah. And so when I go down there, I like to hit the voodoo shop, you know.
Oh,
ooh, man.
I don't like the voodoo shop.
Let me tell you what. You go in there and you feel like vibes, and these vibes.
They are powerful vibes.
Woo.
And some of them are very strong voodoo.
Well, it's because different people put off different energies.
Yeah.
I love I have a friend who has one of those aura machine things. They do this machine. It's a machine. You can buy it. And it picks up your energy and off computer and a camera thing. Oh my God, it's like wonderful. And so anyhow,
I didn't know that.
Oh my God,
we should borrow.
Jesus, they cost like $2,000.
Okay, we should borrow some.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's a lot of money. But the thing is that she like goes places to different conventions and she does this service. And she's also a very gifted psychic. I'm not going to call her by name because she might not want me to do that. And then again, she might choke me if she listens to this and I didn't. But
Just give her initials.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to just be sweet.
That way you would have both bases covered.
Although she did leave me in Pensacola at one point in time to go gambling.
And her name is?
No. I will not call either.
Just for the record, she knows everybody.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not. So, anyhow, this machine, though, will read the auras, and I think that you take a person in a person's setting, and they may have the most beautiful white golden aura, and if they spend a little bit of time where there is a good bit of negative energy or controlled energy or whatever, I feel it, you know, it does. It dampens one's aura, and then they put off this energy, and this energy is so difficult.
Yes.
You know?
That's a good word.
Yeah, it is.
Because it was difficult to cope with.
Well, yeah. You were telling me recently about an experience in Jackson Square. Didn't you?
With that, that was something different. Do we have time for that?
We've got 3 minutes.
It was a psychic tarot palm energy reader.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, she was astoundingly accurate is what she was, because I sat down because I was like, you know, I have a show. I like talking to people. You know, have they sitting here? Would you talk to me? And so we talked. She did her thing. She did more than what she was going to do.
Yeah.
And I got up to walk away from her. Mm-hmm. Oh, and she actually gave me a protection because I mentioned having been in a particular shop. And she was like, why did you feel threatened? I said, well, I felt, you know, am I in danger? Or I felt threatened. And she said, well, why did you feel threatened? And I told her that it felt so negative. She gave me a charm and an actual token. And then she was like, oh, well, you can, why don't you use your skills? And skills? I use what I have. She said, no, not even close. You do not. You really need to become more self-aware. So I'm walking away. And I heard somebody yell my name, and I turned around, and she was standing there looking at me.
Yeah.
And nobody else had turned around, so I don't think she yelled it out loud. Mm-hmm. And I even went back to her and said, did you call me? Did you see something? She was like, I don't know your name. No, I didn't.
And that's the story goes on, and that's New Orleans. That's exactly right. And now, you had not been by that O'Brien's place, had you, before you went and saw that lady?
Not that time.
You know who we're talking about.
Heather Brand's Home of the Hurricane, which is actually down near the zombie shop that freaked me out.
Yeah, it's just right by there. Yeah, it is.
I actually avoid the street even. This last trip was the first time I'd gone by it. Mm-hmm. It was that experience.
I just absolutely, New Orleans is just a really fun haunt to go to.
Other zombie shops don't bother me.
Really?
It was only that one.
Mm.
I could go in any of them.
Well, guess where I'm going to be going the next time I'm in New Orleans?
Head to the back.
Absolutely. See what's going on back
yeah.
there. See what's cooking. Okay. All righty. We're down to the wire here. 56 seconds, 55. Feedback. We want feedback. Anybody who listens to this, please hit us up on Facebook.
We're best tagged.
Absolutely, and let us know what you think. See how we sound together, what we might need to work on, whether you think it would be great to have guests, whether you think not.
And if you do think we should have guests, throw some names out there. I know the first one I want.
Oh,
but we're not going there right now.
No, we're absolutely.
So,
because I know who she's talking about.
She does.
I can read her mind.
As they just say, Delise, if he listens to this. But seriously, you know, your feedback, this is all for you. So if you like it, let us know.
Absolutely. And you've been listening to Nats Live Radio, Haunted Southern Nights. And I'm Deborah.
And I'm Kat.
Good night.
Have
good
night. A good one.
I think we all. I gotta disconnect. Okay.